Good evening. Can I take your jacket? Oh, come on. It's so hot in there. Thank you. Your first time here? It isn't. Have you just stayed on the top floor? Oh, you have? Oh, well, that's boring, isn't it? No reason. If that's your pace of life, then I'm not one to say anything. Me, normally I work downstairs. Why would you have remembered? Why would you have remembered me? I would have remembered you too. Are you feeling adventurous? You are. Well, if you would like to, I'm free for the evening. Not in that way. Well, yes, in that way, but only if you want. I was talking about downstairs. Most people get lost or overwhelmed, but with a guide, I'm sure you would have a pleasurable time. You're an official, correct? You are. I can tell by the around your neck. I'm going to have to ask you to take it off before we go downstairs. I know, but it, isn't exactly allowed down there. The environment is quite sinful. I don't think it would, last. Besides, isn't it mandatory for you to get that blessed or something? It is, isn't it? You work in the palace. Makes sense. Well, anyone surrounding royals, they obviously have those. They'll take it off for me, right? Could you hang it up, please? Thank you. Give me your hand. I don't want you to get lost. Besides, I think you're a curious cat. And I don't want my curious kitten getting lost anywhere down there. Just a word of advice. Don't make eye contact very much. Look at me and only me and you'll be fine. You frequent here enough to have a guess, right? Mm-hmm. There's a reason that not anyone can just waltz through our doors. I think anyone in their right mind wouldn't want us here, but people like you tend to be drawn to us. But you have to guess what we are. I know you're smart, and I know our glamours can hide a lot, but not everything. There's nothing that sticks out to you. I guess seeing it in this light would be quite difficult. Is room 38 open? It isn't. That won't be fun as well. Thank you. Just through these doors. I'll let you do the honors. It is your first time. I will have to warn you though. Opening the doors can change a lot of things for you. But I'm sure you wouldn't mind. You said you wanted a change. Open and find out. Are you slowly starting to see what we really are? You would think a bathhouse title and holy would give you a more than substantial answer. But if you must really, really know, down here is where not all, but most demons, or as you like to title us, incubuses and succubuses, take our dinner. You want to leave now? Sorry, love. Truly I am. But you already signed the contract. Opening the doors you roughly walked in. That's the most binding thing you could do here. Besides, don't tell me you're scared of me. I've always wanted a human of my own. Don't be such a scaredy cat. I'm not going to hurt you. I want you to live a long, long life. But you will just be living that life on my accord. I'm sorry, is that not what you wanted? I could have sworn that was the way you looked at me. Well, it's quite a shame now, actually. You can't leave, and I can't bind myself to anyone else. It seems you're going to have to get used to me. Don't be scared, little kitten. I'll take care of you. I promise. I expect you to look at me when I'm talking to you. I understand. Good job. You're going to feel very tired in a couple of seconds. It's all part of the process. When you wake up, I promise I'll take extremely good care of you. You have nothing to worry about, darling. Just sleep. Dream of me, won't you? You're a mistake for wanting to be unholy, my love. Excitement can be sinful sometimes, but I think you'll enjoy it. Every step of the way.